Traffic, as we all know, has gotten pretty awful in general. One thing that local planners did to try to help that was to come up with the State Growth Management Act to concentrate new suburban development closer to mass transit. But one part of the suburban commute continues to confound the urban planners. That is the last mile between the park and ride and the home. KUOW's Joshua Nichols takes us to the Issaquah Highlands to learn why that last mile remains so elusive.
It's late afternoon at the Issaquah Highlands. The rest of Issaquah is far below, down in the Issaquah Valley. A thick fog makes it feel like we're up in a cloud. Buses pull up to dump a dozen people at a time at the park and ride. They're arriving at one of the most walkable suburbs in the area, with densely clustered housing and front porches instead of garage doors facing the street. But only 1 in 10 of these bus riders will walk or bike home tonight. The rest pile into their cars and drive home. I ran after one guy who I thought was walking home.
Excuse me, sir.
But he was just walking to his car.
I have to park up the street.
Because when he got here in the morning, the park and ride was full. The park and ride draws commuters from all over the area, from places like Sammamish, Fall City, and Carnation. Some of these commuters will stop at the shops and restaurants just down the street. Business is hopping at Maud, a local pizza restaurant. John Paquin came here from his home in the Issaquah Highlands, but he didn't walk.
Well, it would be walkable if it was flat, but it's like straight up the hill. You know, I live at the very top of the hill, and I'm practically a mountain myself, as you can see.
A few people did walk to the restaurants here tonight, but they're in the minority. Issaquah's trying to convince more people to walk and ride bikes around town because the park and ride is maxed out. And if people don't find other ways to get to the bus, they'll drive all the way to work. And all of the growth in the Issaquah Highlands will mean even more traffic on I-90. It's already one of the most heavily traveled corridors in the region. It's not that Issaquah Highlands didn't try to make it convenient for people to walk to transit. Lucy Sloman heads the planning department in Issaquah. She shows me a beautiful apartment building run by the YWCA.
This was very intentionally located immediately adjacent to the park and ride. And part of the reason that it was located there was we know that for people of low income, it is often difficult to own a car.
And it's not just low-income housing. There are plenty of market-rate apartment and condo buildings within walking distance. But the numbers suggest most residents here use a car for some part of their commute. Even here, many houses are just too far from the park and ride, and big parking lots at the center of town make it too convenient to drive. Dan Carlson lectures about urban planning at the University of Washington Evans School. He says the Highlands are a mixture of innovation and dysfunction.
I think that by looking at Issaquah Highlands, you've chosen a really fascinating case because it raises many of these bigger questions about how we want to develop as a society.
Like, is it okay to drive growth into areas where mass transit is not super convenient? To be fair, when Issaquah Highlands was laid out, there was no sound transit.
Today, going forward, we have a clearer sense of how our metropolitan region ought to grow.
So what should future suburban development look like? Carlson says it should be closer to existing transit routes and that we should build up existing neighborhoods rather than making new ones. And he says our developments should be dense enough to support transit, kind of like Issaquah Highlands.
Part of the answer is found in Issaquah Highlands, but it's imperfect. So hopefully we're going to learn from that and we're going to do better the next time around.
Issaquah has learned from its mistakes, and planner Lucy Sloman says Issaquah's sense of itself and its goals is changing.
Issaquah is a suburb, but it is really working very hard to transform itself into a regional growth center and really rethinking how it can maintain the parts of the community that attracted people in a 21st century way.
Sloman is working on bringing the design ideas of the Issaquah Highlands down into central Issaquah, where 75% of the existing land is covered with parking lots. I'm Joshua McNichols for KUOW.